And right now, I want to explain certain things to you so that you'll understand. But try to do the breathing and try to do the exercise while I talk. It's all part of the same thing. The nature of us as people, actually, is that we usually struggle with the same thing in our life and the same patterns in our life. And our unconscious, you know, continues to attract that because the nature of people is not to transcend any situation. They embellish it, they reduce it a little more, and then it comes back again. And one of the reasons is really the fear of the unknown, this tremendous thing of, you know, what will I do after the children grow up? This is a thing that parents live with, and they try to keep children young, or a child in college is trying to do everything in the world to prepare themselves to graduate in a real life. And there are these things that come up continually in life. And I'm right now in a position where I said, will you please keep your attention here, or, you know, you really shouldn't be in the room. You can't keep your mind here and your eyes forward, then there's no reason to be here. And the problem of doing any kind of work, our work or anyone else's work, we usually have in us this that wants to do. And the reason for doing it is to really get instruments or mechanical ways of getting into situations of learning and growing. And the whole psychology of people, the whole way of doing is an accumulating thing. We get a degree, we get another degree, and these things are accumulative. And the whole pattern of psychology in our culture or in any other culture is that then you become a doctor or a professor or a swami or anything, and then you live up to that. And our whole purpose in achieving anything is to really have a certain kind of prestige or security, and then really follow through on that level. The thing that's happened for me, I mean, I finished my Buddhist training when I was 27, and I had just finished what I studied in India, you know, since then. And there's a tremendous sense of change taking place and the whole need to go into another area of study. Along with that has been the skill that's taking place with Greg and Stuart and a few other people. And I can really see in them an integrity and a capacity to really do the work that I'm doing. And so, in every sense, I have worked myself out of a situation. And Saturday when I was in the country and I watched Greg teach, it was extraordinary for me to see the level that he was capable of producing and the qualities he was capable of producing. And I sat there feeling like a big empty field that had just been mowed. It smelled wonderful and it felt great. But in every sense, my work, you know, as far as the situation is concerned, was done. And I felt very happy about it, proud to have been responsible for my part of Greg's development. And, you know, then I had the realization, well, here I was, really ready and open for a great deal of new work to take place. And the last few days, I had kind of a craziness in me, this thing that, you know, would like to say, I think Jim Grampy would sing a song, da-da-da-da-da, you know, getting ready to go, getting ready to come, and you don't know whether you want to go, or you want to stay, or you want to come, or you want to go. And it really has that kind of fluctuation that we have within us in any situation. We really, as people, don't know how to end anything, and we certainly don't know how to really begin something else. And it's imperative in your life, as well as you start here, to really work and understand what you're working for. And in this situation, with myself, I really began to see something that I had never heard expressed in my life anywhere. Because the fact of being here is really like taking pieces in yourself, parts of yourself, and connecting them. And we always feel, after we have connected in ourselves all of the things that we are working at, either in this or in anything else, it really is to have this thing complete. And I realized in a very deep way that it's not true, that to have it complete is to have maintained a certain level and a certain capacity. But what we're working for is really to take all of these completely and drop it, completely and thoroughly get rid of it. And this is a thing that makes us free, not sitting there with that kind of an instrument in us, which has to do with a tremendous amount of working and will and effort and expenditure. But to have really done it, it's like a mother, you know, raising her children and then being free. It's very difficult to raise a child, but it's even more difficult to ever have finished a job and then going back to being a mature human being. Please keep your attention forward. Under no conditions are you ever to look at anyone else while you're sitting in this room. I mean, the basic tenet of any kind of work is discipline. And you're not here studying somebody else, you're here trying to learn for yourself. And so this thing is a thing that you see in life, that people who work at a job and work at it with everything in them never finish the job. They never allow themselves to finish the job because they really don't have within them that which wants to go on or that which really wants to be finished. And I found in myself that the thing that I had to do, you know, when I finished the movie, was to assimilate that which I got for only one reason, to be free of it. Not to perpetuate it, not to worship it, not to feel that I spent 15 to 20 years doing something, but to have let it bind in me the way, you know, some animal sits out and limps out itself making a cocoon or making a web, to have really spit out of myself this inner content, inner form, and then getting this form finished, and then really being able to drop this form. So that inside me, it's not my will, but I have really reached a place where I can go to another dimension, and this higher energy, this creative force of God, or the higher creative force that exists in the universe, can work through me. Because to have finished the system and then become an exponent of the system is really nothing more than ego. It really has to do with perpetuating and trying to find a return for, quote, a lifetime's work, unquote. But to really take that lifetime's work and just really let it drop out of you, you know, is a way of really emptying yourself of all of these little pieces and parts that you've collected and made into some great monument to your own capacity to learn and grow. And I haven't ever heard in somebody else, you know, this kind of a thing, and I really can only go for myself. But I really feel that if I don't transcend, you know, the thing that I've studied in India and elsewhere, I would have to defend it the rest of my life, and it would become a pickier, pettier kind of bourgeoisist system where I would have to, you know, in a sense, protect my own need to maintain something, which is impossible, because nobody can maintain anything. It either is growing, you know, or it really ceases to exist in a creative sense. And I would much rather drop the whole thing out of me. And I fear this is what will happen at the beginning of the year, and go off and learn something else. It doesn't mean that the work is less or that it's everything, because if something can grow up and free you, this is really the most that anything is possible in its existence. To really work with it, to become more and more this expert in a particular area, to become more secular, is all it could do, because I have to defend it more, I have to embellish it more, embroider it more. That doesn't make it more truth, it makes it more attachment. And I feel that this is really what I want to see with all of you, that the nature of working creatively in our work, or in any other work, really has to do with nourishing you. So if you finish that work, and then you really can take a good dump and drop it out of it indefinitely. And if it has quality, if it has life, if it really has any value, by getting it out of you, you know, it will make room for it to work in a much higher and truer level. But within us, it's always the thing of being filled with whatever it is, the role of playing a mother, or the role of being a father, or the role of being a lover, or the role of being a friend, or the role of anything else, it really is restricted by all of the mechanical parts and all of the, you know, things in the mind that, you know, say do this or do that. But if it really is yours and you can surrender the role, then it comes to the point that we hear sometimes and say, it is. Instead of acting it or trying to do it, it exists, and it exists without all of this attachment, because it's the right thing, and as it's right and full and mature, it will drop by itself and surrender itself, you know, to make room for something more, and certainly something higher to live. And I really feel that in myself, and it's the reason that I'm expressing it as much. And I really want to see Greg grow, I want to see Stuart grow, I want to see so many of you grow, and really become freed by, you know, the work that frees me, not to be restricted by it, or to have to serve it, or to have to be limited by it. but to really have completed it and let it free all of these things within yourself. And the freeing, of course, takes a little bit of time because we are not used to functioning as free people. We are serving this or serving that or serving something else. And finally, you know, what is it? If you want to talk on the highest spiritual level, it's really to serve God. But more than that, it's to let God serve us, or this creative energy to serve us. Why in the world should we end up, in a sense, being the servant so much? Because the thing that is more profound than being the servant is to be that through which this thing comes in its purity. To be filled with a system, you know, to be filled with any system is to be limited by the system, and then of course with a servant of the system, which is a secular aspect of a creative, whatever you want to call it, expression. But to let the system that you work at grow in you to the point that it comes out of you like a watermelon and you feel empty and free, this really makes you a vessel. It really makes you clear inside. It really takes out of you all of the congestion inside. And then really you have the sense of really being that which something can work through. You're not limited by anything, and you're certainly less limited by yourself. So that as you work and you see things connecting for you, and you really begin to understand more and more, you should try to feel whether it's something that you are growing in yourself to become free. And I've watched people who came, stayed a short time, and left. And mostly the reason that they left, not that our work is the only thing that exists in the world, it was their need to be in something which could support their need for structure. There are people who will talk, you know, intellectually, and they'll quote this one and that one and that one and this one. Everything has to reinforce what they believe. They need documentation and papers for every source of feeling and expression of their existence. But all of that has no meaning, because what you're doing is just letting something come in you creatively, which binds together a lot of stuff, and then you can drop it out as a total whole, to be free, to expand, to grow, and do something else. And, you know, I find it difficult for myself the last week or two particularly, but this is the kind of a thing that I've talked about before in other ways and in other levels, and it really is like a spiritual groping. You're reaching through the actual, you know, growing and feeling your way. And that's really what our work is about. It's really letting the force come into you, this higher creative energy, opening to it, letting it really work its way through all of your muscles, all these different chakras, so that it opens and expands and makes this creative flow in you greater and deeper and nourishes you as an individual, so that you have in you your own creative and spiritual expression, not somebody else's experience, not somebody else's path, but really your own individual path. And I certainly don't know, you know, tremendously where I'm going. I have a feeling, I have an idea of where I might go next year, but it's nothing that's a fixation. I don't have to be attached to that or really feel it will be that. I mean, I may end up going to the Bronx and finding something, or Brooklyn or somewhere else. It doesn't have to be an exotic place, particularly. I would like to be exotic because I kind of grew on that. But it really is just a question of being free to move into another atmosphere and learning whatever there is there. But to hold on to what was, you know, this thing that I learned before, you know, it's certainly the one thing that will stop me from learning what can be. And the same way, if you love somebody today or you're with somebody today, you really should love them completely. There should be nothing in the relationship of what was 10 years ago or 15 years ago or 30 years ago. Because all of that should have dissolved into nothing but the energy to be open to what is. And if you can be with what is, then you certainly will be able to surrender that and go into what can be for you in your future. It's really our capacity to be strong enough to absorb totally the experiences today and the nourishment of today, to completely abort this thing of our past, including our past karma. And so often, you know, people will come and they'll say, oh, that, now I know, this is something that I lived through, or I walked in the hotel lobby and in came this lady, and I remember her from 16 lives ago. who gave a Zen about 16 lives ago? I mean, that is nothing to substantiate what you're doing today. Why should the past and the present have to support itself in you? I mean, one could be free to surrender all of that to be happy today and have the excitement, you know, of the future, to have the joy of the moment, and to really have in you this emptiness, this sweetness, and this, the emptiness in you of feeling and loving everything that exists at this moment. But this thing of being filled with things of the past, this thing had no meaning at all. And particularly all this baloney that people talk about with the Aquarian Age coming, and all they're doing is cementing in them a mosaic of all past cultures. All of those things have to be absorbed in you and, in a sense, aborted in you to make room for the future. You can't really be attached to cultures of 2, 5, 7, 8, 10,000 years ago and be prepared for this new age. You have to do them, be free of them, but you have to do something. You have to have something to surrender it. So you study it to surrender it. You study it to free yourself of all of your past karma so that you are ready for something in the future. And so all that we were, all that we are at the moment, you know, should be that accumulation of the past that we reach a consciousness with so that we can surrender it. Not to justify it, not to write books about my 45 previous lives or I was a lama in the Bronx Zoo and all this kind of stuff. But people do continue. They're always justifying bits and pieces of things out of the past. Instead of surrendering them and finding a joy and a happiness of being free inside, holding on to the past in any sense does not make the present and the future a wonderful thing. To be filled with God, to be filled with the creation that is being born in the universe, this second, this is really the greatest of all joys, because you're having the freshest and most beautiful energies that are coming in, coming to you. But to have them come into water, Christianity and the Judaism and the Hinduism and the Muslimism and any other kind of ism or stuff, it's really raising a garden of fresh flowers that really can't give you the nourishment that you need to live now and in the future. And all of the things that exist in you, everything that exists in you, every attachment that exists in you, is really your test to fulfill and be free. And all the game playing, all of the fighting, all of the wrestling that goes along with people really has to do with their lack of capacity to mature and totally understand and finish and surrender these things. And you see all kinds of prejudice expressed in this thing of the past, all kinds of ignorance expressed in the past. Because you couldn't have been, you know, the princess riding down the Nile, and you couldn't have been the grand vizier of this, and you couldn't have been the prophet of that. You had to be some kind of a jerk in a lot of these cultures, because very few people hit, you know, on all sevens all the time. So to try to recapture something of an ancient culture is to really structure yourself in a lesser position than you're capable of attaining at this point. And the greatest attainment of all is to be a free human being, open to receive that which he can receive. And to be really, to feel this great inside, you know, this great capacity inside that can take in the energy of the moment. And that really is being one with God. So that everyone who comes can be your brother. Everyone who comes could, you know, touch in you something which is full, because you have had the realization of that culture, of that religion, of that secular thing. And it's not a rejection, it's a completion. It's being full, having given birth and maturity to all of these past lives. They shouldn't stand, you know, as segments or fragments or obstacles to you, but they should all reach realization so that you become free. And I feel that every religion, every sect, every culture, every race has in it something very, very extraordinary. Just like a garden, you know, that produces and flowers and finally gives a fruit. And these all have to be experienced. And in all of us, there has to be that which recognizes in everything, you know, this potential and eventually this realization. So if something takes, you know, more than one season, then we have to be clever enough to really know what takes a year, what takes 20 years, what takes a week. And you have to inside yourself have the maturity to want to raise these things for the reason of only one thing, to be free of them. So as you finish, the maturity of being finished allows the energy to rise in you and free you from every single level and every single attention. And it's a bummer in some ways, because then you have to really open and stay open to attract the next thing. And we all want the security, you know, of what was or what we have earned. I have earned this, of this and this and this and this. But you have to surrender all of that to really attract the next level, not justified by possessions, by positions, by power, anything else. The right to stay where you are, but to really surrender that. And there are people who miss weekends in the ashram in the country because they have a dog or a cat or something as silly as that. And really this animal is what you depend on. The animal doesn't depend on you.